This is Paddy Faulkner interviewing Nat Whittingham. And can you tell us what's been your role in the company?
I came to the company in 2012 as part of the trainee program, which I'd heard about through a number of people, but most poignantly from Winston Reynolds, the son of Peter, who's been involved for a while. I was a trainee performer then in 2013 on the Bianco Tour for that year, which is the year just after they did a creation a recreation of Bianco after I'd been to Eden. And then I toured with the show, and also did a show called Block beforehand, which is being redone now. Toured with Bianco for a year as a trainee, and went all over the country, all over Wales, and then also went to Australia the following year as part of that. I've also, the year after that, which is 2014, I was involved with Open House, which is another sort of like side of the company. Over the summer, a very different project, but a lot of fun, much more community-based, and yeah, that's it. I've also like taught some classes within the community base in Cardiff, and sort of generally just been around the space, talking to people, helping people, things like that, I think.
Well, you've answered the question, what shows did you work on, so that's made my job easier. But how did you actually get involved?
With Open State? I was in sixth form, but I'd been doing trampolining and sort of low-level gymnastics, mainly focused on trampolining for a number of years before that. And I was in sixth form and not really feeling particularly successful or motivated to continue doing what I was doing in sixth form, sort of doing maths and physics and electronics and so on. And I actually was looking, you know, at applying to universities with those subjects, but in my heart of hearts wasn't really feeling, you know, thinking that would be a prospect for a future that I was going to enjoy. And then at the same time, I was sort of hearing more and more about circus. And this culminated with meeting Winston, who suggested going and applying for the training scheme. I met him at a festival. But yeah, going and applying for the training scheme with Open State. And I then applied for that. Didn't tell my parents until I'd got the audition. At which point they're like, yeah, great. Go for it. That's how I came to the company. And came to circus. Like, completely just jumped into the deep end.
Wow. So you've been on tour with them, yeah?
Yeah.
And so which touring shows was it?
I was touring with Bianco from 2013 to the beginning of 2014. I also did Open House in the summer of 2014. I also did a creation with Block before I went on tour with Bianco in 2014, but that wasn't a touring show, it was more of a research and development and creation sort of role.
Can you say something about your experience of working with the company?
With No Fit State, something like what? A memory, I don't know. No Fit State seems, I mean, obviously it was my first experience of circus, but No Fit State seems it's an incredibly friendly and incredibly chilled out company to work for, I think. I think they hold themselves, they take themselves seriously enough to create incredible shows and to have a really good reputation, but also to work with them doesn't feel like hard work. It feels like a lot of fun. It's a really fun circus to work with. It's a really chill out circus to work with, and they employ nice people. It's a one big family.
Have you got any favourite memories?
In retrospect, like a lot of people I talked about this, like I went to Australia. You know, having been working in circus for a year, and got paid to go to Australia, and got put up in this incredible thing to Australia. But actually, as much as I enjoyed my time there, and it was incredible on the other side of the world. I think the point I really enjoyed the most in Open State was when we were set up in Bangor, in North Wales, because it was just like, we were there for quite a long time, it was incredibly sunny, and it felt so very much, you know, it was in Wales, it wasn't in Australia, it felt very much close to the company's roots, and it was, you know, I think, it felt really like where the circus should be. It felt like Open State fitted in Bangor. Really, really sunny, really chilled out vibe. Lots of locals and people from like No Fit State's past coming and seeing the show again for like the third or fourth time over like 10-year spans. And it was just really nice. Yeah, Bangor, I think. Go and cycle up the mountains on your days off. Go and swim in the sea. Go to the island, Anglesey. It was great.
Can't all have been fantastic.
Well, actually, what I did as part of the Bianco tour was when we were in Edinburgh, at the Fringe Festival, when we were taking the tent down at the end and taking the sitch part, I actually took the end of my finger entirely. I did what they call degloving, which is where you don't really damage the bone, but you take everything else off. And I did that by getting it caught under one of the pieces of set and pulling my finger out. Well, my fingers kind of stayed there. And that was probably a low point, in that it was really painful, and then I was then out for a number of weeks from the show as well. Also, just like sort of things that you expect from being on tour, like nothing ever really bad, no really huge events that were bad can kind of like come to my memory, but it's just like things like general tensions, general sort of like politics that you have to uphold within the company when you're living in such like a close community for a long amount of time. But since then I've worked with other companies and like done other bits of work, and it really isn't that bad compared to some places. I think with Napa State everyone's close enough that it's not so much of a problem. I think people are more straight. It's great.
What are you doing now?
I've actually, after I finished working with Open House, I was applying for circus schools, and I looked to some of the schools in England, Circomedia in Bristol and Circus Space, but hadn't heard like incredible things about Circus Space, and so started looking abroad, and a few people suggested going to ISAC in Brussels. So I applied there and got in. I actually applied with...
How do you spell that?
ESSAC. It's an acronym. It's ESAC, and it stands for École Supérieure des Arts de Cirque, which is Superior School of Circus Arts in French. The way that it works there is that you apply with a specialty. You choose what you'd like. You say what you'd like to specialise in before you audition, really. But I wasn't actually entirely sure. I knew I wanted to go and train quite intensely because... being with Napa State and working in circus kind of opened my eyes to this whole other world that I think a lot of people aren't really that aware of. And I applied on the audition application paper saying, you know, what do you want to specialise in? Floor acrobatics, Chinese pole, trampoline, teeter board, which are four things, not one. And in the end, they effectively chose for me. I basically applied to the school saying, I'll do whatever you'll take me for, in a way. And I'm currently specialising in teeter board, which is, I don't know if you know what it is. It's like a giant seesaw, very much like a trampoline. Like, well, rather the same skill set as a trampoline, but sort of with a thin plank of wood rather than a large elasticated bed to catch you. There now, I'll be there for 3 years, it's a degree. And it's a finishing school as well. It's sort of, you specialise mainly very intensely in your specialism. It's not like some other like beginner schools where... You do a lot of everything, and then later you can specialise. It's really much, very much it forms you into one shape to do one specialism, and from there I'll see where it goes. It's a very well held school, well thought of school, and
how do they see Norfolk State Circus over there?
A lot of them, I think, because it's in Europe, like a lot of them remember the older tours a lot more, and a lot of the older cast members a lot more. So like, you know, you mention Norfolk State and you hear people like, you hear of Barnes, and you hear of Tan, and you hear of Marcello. No, from, you know, Bonina and people like that. So from Immortal sort of period and Taboo period, rather than any of the newer shows. But it's nice to hear their name, like, and also how people say Norfolk State. Like, for instance, people, it's not Norfolk State, it's Norfolk State, you know. It's great. But they still very much have heard of Norfolk State, and it's exciting to, like... that people, you know, think of it as a big, interesting company, and they're like, oh yeah, what did you do before you came to the school? And I was like, oh well, I was working with Napa State Circus. And they're like, what? Why have you come back to school then? Like, it's quite nice. It's like, and it's a nice name that people know, and it's nice to be held in that way. A few people have like got links to it. So some of the teachers at the school, my coach, in fact, who teaches teeter board, but also teaches swinging trapeze, cloud swing, and is known for a cradle. He's worked with Tan Watson before. From the cloud swing teacher there is the person who taught Freya cloud swing, and a lot of them are sort of people who travel all over the world and seem to have taught, but their names are known as teachers. So it's a nice school to be around those teachers, because they're part of that school is nice, because they know they're known within the world, and it's nice to hear people that know of them. You can, yeah, even if they're in Wales and your teacher's in Belgium with you.
And that has been, it's been great listening to the stories. Thanks for your time.
No worries.
Hopefully you come back from Belgium, back to Norfolk State with the teeter board.
I hope so. That would be great. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thanks.